In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday, the 15th of November. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. Sometime in the mid-afternoon of January 20th next, President Donald Trump is going to drive down Pennsylvania Avenue from his inauguration to the White House. Almost exactly a mile into that trip, he will pass on his left-hand side the new Trump International Hotel in what used to be the old post office building, which the Trump Organization operates under a lease with the federal government, the government of which Mr. Trump will by that time be the president. The president-elect has said he's going to leave the day-to-day management of the Trump Organization to three of his children, children who are now officially members of his transition team, meaning they will be involved in political decisions that could impact said family business. The company does say it is going to comply, quote, with all applicable rules and regulations, but potential conflict of interest here are not hard to see. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the solutions are far from simple.
Here are just a few examples of how sticky things can get when a billionaire businessman trades the corner office for the oval one. Presidents oversee the National Labor Relations Board. Just days before the election, the NLRB ruled that a Trump hotel in Las Vegas broke federal law in its treatment of workers. Trump will also appoint the head of the IRS, which he says is currently auditing his taxes.
This is unprecedented. We've never had a president go from the private sector into the government with vast business holdings.
Kenneth Gross heads the political law practice at Skadden Arps. He says those holdings include more than 500 companies. Trump's predecessors have traditionally tried to avoid conflicts by creating blind trusts. Gross says turning the business over to one's children isn't the same.
When it comes to the children's success, they're coextensive with his own personal self-interest, so it doesn't really take care of the conflict problem.
Richard Painter was the chief ethics lawyer in the George W. Bush White House from 2005 to 2007. He says Congress could pass legislation to try to minimize conflicts in cases involving Trump businesses.
It will be very important to make sure that those matters are handled by career civil servants in those agencies and not by political appointees.
But Painter says that doesn't address potential conflicts in policymaking, like regulating the banks that finance Trump's real estate empire. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.